That was On My Mama Christmas Medley from Victoria Monet's A Jaguar to Christmas, which I have to say, it was such a confusing... I love Victoria Monet, but that was such a confusing song. It's giving if Mrs. Claus were a Bond girl and she grew up in Atlanta.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting that, but yes, that works. For those who don't know Victoria Monet, you probably are in the minority. She had a huge year last year. She won 3 Grammys for Best New Artist, I think Best R&B Record. I mean, she was just killer. And this Christmas album was a reworking of the beats from that album, Jaguar 2, that won so many accolades for her and turned into a instrumental Christmas album.
Also, just want to throw out, like, if you are a pop girly like I am, she has written for some of the biggest names that are that we all know and love. So it's about time that she gets her flowers.
Absolutely. This next song I'm going to play is by another up-and-coming female artist. I really dig her vibe. I think she's a bit dividing in terms of, like, who really understands and gets what she's doing, but I think this is so fun. And this is probably the best track by her. This is Clyro with Sexy to Someone.
Ring, are you listening in the studio? that once only goes time keeps flowing like a river.
Right, that one was Alan Parsons in A Winter Wonderland by Granddaddy. Granddaddy, one of my favorite bands of all time. That one was fun. For those of you who don't know Alan Parsons, he is a super famous audio engineer. He recorded albums like Abbey Road by the Beatles and Let It Be and The Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd. And he's done a lot of things, super successful. And, he's getting his dues by being the subject of, I guess, a parody of a Christmas song. So that one was fun. What do you got for us, Jeff?
I'm going to keep this Christmas moment going and also keep it with my pop moment from earlier with my favorite Christmas song, Glittery, by Kacey Musgraves and Troy Sivan.
Snow globe, and every time you touch me, I shiver right down on my toes. You got a strange effect on me. You know you make me feel so glittery. You light me up like starlight on a Christmas tree. Every single kiss is like a gift to me. I love the way you decorate my heart. So when you take your time, you turn me on and make my life glow. You got a strange effect on me. You make me feel so glittery. You light me up like starlight on a Christmas tree. Every single kiss is like a gray feels like the ice is here to stay. When you look at me, you know you melt it all away. And every single kiss is like a gift to me. My heart, so clear.
on the floor, darling, and I feel like I need some more, darling, and I feel your body close to mine, and I know, my love, it's about that time. Make me feel mighty real, make me feel mighty real.
That was a transcendent cover of Sylvester's You Make Me Feel Mighty Real, done by Moses Sumney, Lyra Pramuk, and Sam Smith. You can find that on the Transa compilation album that was released just a few months ago. 40 tracks.
46, I think.
Yeah, with over 100 artists all celebrating the trans community. It was wonderful.
Yeah, that album is highly recommended. It's just artist after artist that have been putting out music that we love for so long, just coming together and putting out songs about why we need to be not only defending our trans brothers and sisters and those who are under, you know, so much attack right now through the lies and just the vitriol that have been out in the public sphere, but just celebrating them through every stage of their process. And it's a beautiful thing. Sylvester, of course, was a, you know, gender-bending San Francisco and disco icon, and...
she was a coquette. Did you know that?
She was a coquette.
And a radical fairy at that.
Yeah, we love us some all of those artists, even Sam Smith. We love Sam Smith. We can stan.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. Like, 70s covers, it felt a little bit of a transgression a few years ago. But
this is a bit of a redemption over Donna Summer cover that we don't need to talk about.
We love a redemption, I guess.
We're going to keep things kind of in a similar vibe. I do think that Moses Sumney and Sampha, in some regards, are very similar artists. And Sampha put out this record with Little Sims not that long ago called Satellite Business 2.0 that I just love. And we're going to keep things going with the kind of fun, modern feel after that with FKA Twigs. But this is Sampha with Satellite Business 2.0.
Scope. Will I get a visit? Looking at my phone, start going through the images. Looking in the mirror, I can see a limit. I can see a body, I can feel a difference. A thing called time, yeah, I tracked it with the digits. Satellite business, I was in space. Communication with the energy, for forgiveness. Communication with the energy, disappearing. Communication with the memory, reappearing. The love and the care and the words I was given. The memory is fading like a dream. But I'm carried by a spirit that I'm back living in it. Through the eyes of my child, I can see an inner vision. Through the eyes of my child, I can see you in my vision. Through the eyes of my child, I can see an inner vision. Through the eyes of my child, I can see you in my vision. Thinking maybe there's no ends, maybe just infinity, maybe no beginnings, maybe just bridges. Thinking maybe there's no ends, maybe just infinity, maybe no beginnings, maybe just you.
God flow done like no other. You're dark in energy won't fade my colour. It's a prize that we manage to survive, but you grow thick skin when you're grown up in the gutter. There's only two man up when I'm with my squad. How can I be stopped when I move with God? Want exposure, but at what cost? Want it fast at the speed of the shutter. Give me bread and I bring it that butter. Easiest to tell that I get from my mother. I've been working for a decade, let me relax. There was nothing I can tell you that ain't beef facts. They're like Sims is the one, look where she's at. I could be that one day if I wanna. I see them breathe. I see bitches. I see them. We'll be right back.
always told me that I'd take my love too far, then refused to help me. I was on the edge of something greater than before, but nobody told me. You're sexual.
Mashallah. 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 Mashallah.
is Won't Cry by Amber Mark. If you haven't gotten into her yet, now is the time. She is early in her career, and like she is like playing around with so many different genres. I feel so lucky to have seen her live.
Right. We saw her at the New Parish. I mean, just so fortunate. Tiny little venue, and
so much energy.
I have a feeling next time we see her live, it's not going to be at a venue like that.
I mean, she was just at Outside Lands, which Rick Gertz didn't make it. Before that was Francis Mercier's remix of Yuma by Michu Emmanuel Jal. I like Derek has this thing where at Burning Man does not want to go DJ chasing, and I just like stumbled across somebody who was just like, let's check this DJ out, and I went looking for him everywhere. Such amazing like house sets. I hope he does a US tour soon, or else I guess I have to go back to Burning Man next year.
Honestly, until this very moment, I assumed that Francis Mercier was a woman. So the more you learn, Francis Mercier, not a woman. I'm going to move things into a different direction. This next song is Kruungbin's version of Christmas Time Is Here. And then we've got Suki Waterhouse, which is a fun little kind of 70s throwback song called My Fun. Her album this year just slapped from beginning to end. So good, but that's one of the standouts for sure. But first, we're going to hear Christmas Time Is Here.
Oh yeah, let's go. clothes, strip off your clothes, slip into the sea. Skinny dip, tripping when no one sees. Back in the arms of make believe. Back to the shade of the cherry tree.
Back up your bags and head out the door. Never felt so down, turn on before. Everyone said I'm too cool.
That was The Year of the Rabbit by Yin Yin. It just go on a little journey with me, babe. I saw, you know, Krungbin, right? And I was like, oh, cool. I just found this band that gives Krungbin dengue fever. Year of the Rabbit on an album that came out in 2024. It's a little weird because The Year of the Rabbit was last year. And Yin Yin, Matsu, like an unknown Japanese or Asian inspirations. Guess where this band is from?
Well, I would have guessed Japan.
Your mic's not on.
Japan. But, my mic wasn't plugged in all the way. There we go. Why don't you tell me, where are they from?
They're from the Netherlands. So as cool as the vibe is, like, they have some really beautiful music. Just questionable.
Yeah, they're great, though. Love
suspect.
It. We're going to close this out. We're going to play a couple of Christmas songs, see how much more time we have to keep going. But what's next, Jeff?
The next is a classic. It's Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. This version's performed by Bridget Everett. If you there's a show that we just started watching last year, and they released their third and final season, Somebody Somewhere. It's very, like, it hits you in the feels. And Bridget Everett, every now and then they do showcase her voice. She was a cabaret singer in New York before she finally got some attention. But this is my little send off. Just want to thank Derek for bringing me along for this today. Usually Tuesdays don't work for me, so
it is my pleasure. This has been so much fun, and we've got a few more songs for you, but here is Bridget Everett.
Next year, all our troubles.
Sufjan Stevens. I love me some Sufjan Stevens. He's put out about I don't know, 200 Christmas songs in his career. And I don't know if that's my favorite. There's a lot of them that are probably tied for that. But Joy to the World is one of my favorite Christmas songs in general. And he certainly does it justice. It's just pretty. We are winding down here. I want to thank Jeff for coming out and spinning some tracks for us. This has been fun. I'm going to go back and listen to this playlist again, because I can. And we have a lot of songs we wanted to play but didn't get to.
Yeah, we didn't wham you.
We didn't wham you. Whamageddon. We could have killed you, but we didn't. But I'll let you listen to some Helado Negro as we close out. And then Bughouse Squared is going to be next. And thanks for listening, y'all.